Well, Chris, the All-Navy panel at the FC luncheon featured some of the heavy hitters in Navy IT, including Rear Admiral David Weddle, he's a civilian. He's the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Dominance.
Fiscal pressures that our service is under and will be under in the next fit-up, and it doesn't get better in each year, is going to be significant. So the agility that we have will be more measured in terms of things that are simple, products that can spiral, and items that we can tamp down the requirements and prohibit or minimize to the maximum extent possible requirements creep.
I just love that term, tamping down requirements creep.
Yeah.
You know, big baseball bat. Weddle told the FC a DC luncheon held at the Pentagon City Ritz-Carlton, given a 3 to 4 year normal lead time to get anything for the Navy, the concept of agile IT acquisition has relevance to components both old and new. Now here he offers this example of current agile development of a replacement for a radar jamming module on one of the Navy's fleet of aircraft.
The ALQ-99 jammer pod on board our Growlers is about a 40-year-old jamming pod. It's been around a long time, and it still does a pretty good job. And so now we're in the midst of building the next one. And our goal is that our vision is to hope that we can do as well as the Navy did with ALQ-99, upgraded via software predominantly. But it lasted a long time. So that capital investment is something that we just continue to build upon. So that is the spiral capability that we're looking at. We look for teaming with ONR. So items that are relatively immature and require additional TRL level maturity or greater R&D effort, we look to be able to team with ONR, or NRL to be able to advance that at the same time or in parallel with working the JSIDS process. If I can do both of those in parallel, I can cut down a year to 2 years of bureaucracy in getting a capability out to our Navy.
Max, my jammer pod's more recent than theirs.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
now, of course, you know, for most people listening to Federal News Radio, ONR, the Office of Naval Research over in Arlington, and NRL is the Naval Research Lab. You can see it if you're flying in the National Airport. You can see the Naval Research Lab over there in Southwest Washington. Weddle goes on to say that his ideal in terms of agile IT acquisition and development is to be able to work with the research community and the vendor community to come up with a family of technology modules that can be swapped around and used in all sorts of different kinds of electronic gear. Maybe one day a module will go into a jammer pod, and in another day it'll go into a guidance system. So he likes things that can have multiple uses. Modules that in particular will have already been tested and certified for one use and be readily adapted for use in similar or even a different product, but the fact that it's already been certified in one product means that you can move quickly in terms of the development.
Wow. So you were saying that for one of the panelists, agile IT was described as state of the shelf. What is state of the shelf?
Yeah, that's a term I had never heard before, but this was Rear Admiral Charles Grunt Smith. How about that for a nickname?
There you go.
Grunt Smith. He's the Program Executive Officer, the PEO, for Enterprise Information Systems with the Navy. He says when he evaluates agile IT acquisition and development, whether hardware or software is ready for this new environment, he looks at whether it's state of the shelf. Now, what that means is delivering the IT quickly and in a cost-effective manner, basically meaning being able to pull it off the shelf. Also, because much of what he buys is mission critical, especially to communications, it's important that, frankly, somebody else has already done the hard work of figuring out whether this thing is going to work, so that he doesn't have to force sailors and Marines in the field to compromise their work doing all that figuring out himself. In other words, he says he doesn't want to have to be the test bed for a product if he doesn't have to be.
Mm. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. This agile IT development, people very focused on how to do this. And frankly, they've been, it's a different name now, but they've been talking about it for a long time.
Right.
It just ends up being hard.
Well, it ends up being hard, Chris. And I think the major takeaway that I had from going to this panel this afternoon and at FCADC is that for the Navy, and I guess to some extent for the vendors, some of the vendor community as well, they're still seeing their way through to how this fits into to acquisition, how this fits into developing software and IT. The other day we covered another panel with a gentleman from GSA who said that he would like to see acquisition rules modified in such a way as to encourage the development of applications, you know, in smaller bites. And he said, in that case, you're looking at contracts that are less than a year and probably in six figures rather than in seven or eight figures. And so to be able to move quickly and to be able to use the resources of open source, the open source community out there, but those folks don't need a long lead-up time and then a long development time to get something accomplished or to get things done. And so he was also advocating for a different rigor in terms of how you do contracts and sourcing and things like that.